Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is starting a campaign trip today ahead of next week's midterm elections. He'll begin in New Mexico. Last night in a speech, Biden warned about threats to democracy. He blamed extremists in the Republican Party, who he said were a minority, for working to subvert American democracy and endorsing violence, like the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
We have to face this problem. We can't turn away from it. We can't pretend it's just going to solve itself. There's an alarming rise in the number of our people in this country condoning political violence or simply remaining silent, because silence is complicity.
Biden specifically mentioned the attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Some Republicans have condemned Biden's remarks. The Republican Party chairwoman said Biden smeared all Americans. Authorities in Pakistan say former Prime Minister Imran Khan was lightly wounded today when a gunman opened fire on his convoy. Officials say at least one other person was killed. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports the suspect has been arrested.
Imran Khan's political party tweeted video of the aftermath of the attack, showing Khan hobbling with a bandage on his shin and waving to supporters. The former prime minister had been riding in a convoy of trucks toward the capital, Islamabad, as part of his campaign to try to force Pakistan's government to hold early elections. They were in the eastern Punjab province, where police say a gunman opened fire with an automatic weapon. Officials from Khan's political party say he was among several people wounded. A bullet apparently grazed his shin, and his injuries are not life-threatening. Khan is a former cricket star-turned-Islamist politician, and this attack comes amid growing political and economic instability in Pakistan. Lauren Freyer, NPR News.
Seven cargo ships left Black Sea ports today. They're transporting tons of Ukrainian grain to countries around the world. NPR's Yulian Haidar reports from Kyiv. The exports come after Russia pulled out of and then rejoined a deal to allow ships safe passage from Ukraine.
Ukraine's infrastructure ministry says 290,000 metric tons of grain are heading for Asia and Europe. There are sunflower seeds heading to Oman and corn heading to China. UN officials hope that the food will then continue on to poorer countries, helping to relieve global hunger. The move comes after Russia spent the better part of a week trying to stop the shipments, having blamed Ukraine for explosions at their naval seaport in occupied Crimea. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the exports. Russia is the only country to blame for a global food crisis, said Zelensky. Despite the Russian protests, Ukrainian shipments and Turkish inspections never really stopped. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 70 points. This is NPR. Immigrant rights supporters held a Day of the Dead vigil yesterday outside a federal detention facility in Aurora, Colorado. They want officials from Immigration and Customs Enforcement to provide details on what led to the death of a 39-year-old inmate last month. Colorado Public Radio's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Nicaraguan immigrant Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza died suddenly while in ICE custody last month. No cause of death has been given. Gabriela Flores is a local activist and says the community wants the autopsy report released.
This is unacceptable. No one should be dying in detention. No one should, we need to get to the bottom of this.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow and U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have called for an independent investigation on top of an already ongoing federal investigation.
No more!
Ya basta!
For NPR News, I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva in Denver.
Leaders with the Allied Pilots Association have rejected a tentative contract with American Airlines. The union leaders are seeking more pay from American, although the tentative contract would have boosted wages by nearly 20%. Earlier this week, pilots from United Airlines also voted to reject a contract, and pilots at Delta Airlines have voted to authorize a strike, but no walkout is imminent. More steps are required before any strike at Delta Airlines can take place. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.